What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigga room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. And today, man, I just want to give this whole episode is going to be dedicated to Nipsey Hussle, man. So for some of you who don't know, last Sunday Nipsey Hussle passed away, man. Somebody shot that nigga. Somebody shot the nigga in front of his own store, man. So supposedly, him and two of his other homies, they got shot while standing in front of his store, like, you know, down in Crenshaw and Slauson. And it's just crazy to me, man, because people are real life saying that shit was due to some gang shit, some gang violence shit. And I'm just like, y'all don't get it, do you? If there's one thing that niggas in the hood know not to hit up, you don't hit up women or kids. You don't hit up churches, and you don't hit up niggas who are doing good for the community. And I mean, just yesterday or just a couple of days ago, I was looking online and I saw that people were like, niggas who were in gangs, like the Latinos, the Crips, the Bloods, they was all together and they was all marching for Nipsey. So for all the dumbasses that are saying that, oh, Nipsey died because of gang violence. It's not gang violence. Now, it could be one of two things. It could either be jealousy, which is not surprising, because I don't know why niggas be getting jealous at each other. Or it could have been an inside job. He could have been set up. And the reason why people have been saying that he could have been set up is because this man was doing so good in the community, bro. He was fixing up basketball courts, helping schools out, helping underprivileged he was helping out underprivileged families. He was doing all types of stuff for the community, man. And it's just sad, cuz the same block where he started at, the same corner where he was selling his CDs at, the same corner where he bought that building out and made it to his own multiple businesses, is that same spot where he got gunned down by that man. And they caught the man that killed him, supposedly. Like, everything is supposed right now, because that shit just happened last week. But they caught him last week. They caught him like 20 miles away. They caught that fool in freaking Bellflower, bro. Do you know how close Bellflower is? That shit is... It could very well be an inside job, though, but it also could be jealousy, because if there's one thing about us black people that we really need to stop, is that we get jealous at other guys, or we get jealous of other people because they have things that we want, but we don't have. And it's crazy, because the first thing that niggas do when their peers or one of their homies blows up and they don't, is they question God. They're like, God, why is it that nigga got this opportunity and I didn't? Or God, why is it that nigga got to become successful and I didn't? And that's one thing we gotta stop. We gotta stop thinking that mentality. And I can't say, and niggas in Africa be thinking that shit too, bro. I guarantee you, nigga, it's sad. That's a sad mentality to have. Like, maybe my brother does good, or my homie does good. Then I did good, man. Honestly. Doesn't mean that I'm the one that did good. It's him that did good, but I feel proud. I feel just as proud of him. And it's crazy, man. Nipsey meant so much to me, bro. Like, Nipsey was really there for me when I needed him the most. Like, when I was down and out, when I thought I was done for, bro, Nipsey's music. not even his music, man. His, when he be doing interviews and stuff like that, or when he be just talking to people in general, man, it's just, he kept me up there, man. He kept me up. And I can honestly say that Nipsey is one of those rappers, like one of the very few rappers that like really teach you about it's not about flexing and all that shit, or it's not about showing off. It's about building a business, being business minded, man. Because if y'all know me, I don't like jewelry and shit like that, or I don't like flexing or shit like that. I like keeping it simple and putting the work in. If y'all like, if niggas who know me, they know that that's how I am. And it's just sad, man. There's also a conspiracy that, I mean, there's also the other part. Like I said, there's jealousy, and then there's also the part about the inside job. That could have been an inside job, because that man, like, bro, he was gonna do a documentary on Dr. Sebi. And if for y'all who don't know who that man is, Dr. Sebi, he's a self-renowned, like, as in he claimed it himself that he was a doctor. He wasn't a real medical doctor, but he basically said that he has the cure for any type of disease, whether that be cancer, whether that be AIDS, whether that be HIV, whatever you have, diabetes. He claimed that he had that the medicine for it. And what it was just a vegetative diet and freaking taking natural herbs, not no pills, not no medication or any of that shit. It was just simple herbs and eating a right diet. Now, how many, if you really think about it, if that man found a cure for all this shit, then do you honestly think that pharmaceutical companies would still be making so much money as they do right now? Doubt it. I doubt it, because that would be an agenda for them to try to kill that man. I mean, even when he was living in New York, he had, there was a case against him against New York City, because he was stating false claims that he could cure people. And, like dozens of his patients that he's taking care of before, they came up, they were there saying that, nah, this man, he cured me from this shit. This man cured me from this. And they had nothing against him, so he won against New York City. But fortunately, he moved back to his home country, because this shit was too hot out here, man. And it's crazy, because I believe that shit. So they didn't kill him, but he did die, because he was held captive with the police. He was held captive with the police in his home country. He was held captive, and they didn't tell him why he was captured. They didn't tell him any of that stuff. They just said that he was money laundering, but they didn't have a case against him. They really didn't have a case against him. They kept that man locked up. His health deteriorated, and so eventually he passed away, fortunately. And that's really fishy, because a lot of people were conspiracying already that man got killed for a different reason. Or that's what they made it look like. And Nipsey also was going to do a documentary on that shit. Let's say, if that man really did have all the facts, and let's say that man could put more insight on how that man died, don't you think, like, already what he was doing for the community and shit like that, if he exposed this out, then the pharmaceutical companies would take a blow to their profits and shit like that? I mean, like I said, it's all speculation. It's a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy theory, but it's a theory. It's a theory nonetheless. His killer could have got paid and ended up killing him. Who knows, man? But one thing I'm going to do for sure, though. Is I'm going to I'm gonna be one of the next Nipsey Hussles. There's a post that I saw, and they said they don't understand how many Nipsey Hussles they just created, and it's not that it's just been created. This has been the path that I've been trying to show each one of you guys who follow me on Instagram. The path that you can do whatever you put your mind to. You can grind it out. Once you put the hard work and dedication in, you could do it. Like nothing could stop you. As long as you put your hard work into it, because life does get hard. Life does get hard. But if you grind it out and flex on that nigga, then you be straight, and you could do whatever you put your mind to, bro. Because, like I said, that's what I preach, and y'all have heard me. If y'all listen to my past podcast, y'all hear me talking and preaching about that shit. I'm gonna call that preaching because it's a word. Don't let anybody tell you what you can and cannot do, and that's the shit that Nipsey. That's the shit I learned from Nipsey Hussle. The marathon continues, man. Sad, but hey, man, he was put here for a reason. God showed us that purpose, and he fulfilled it. It was a sign to go. And so, man, I just wanted to talk about the whole Nipsey Hussle thing, and I'm sad about it, but I'm not gonna be sad about it because, like, that man, he showed me that I could do it. He showed many people that you can do it, and so he showed many people that you can get out as long as you go out and put the hard work in. Because, hey, man, some people get different messages differently. And so I'm just gonna live on in that man's footsteps and show y'all, once you put the hard work, you dedicate yourself, you get this money, man. So anyways, y'all, this is your boy ABK, and thank you for checking back into the nigga room. I do appreciate it. And we out this bitch. Deuce deuce.